Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5. Luke, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. The whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared unto him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias saw him, and he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And the angel said unto him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth." Amen. I want you to read at your leisure. Just finish reading down through verse 25 or so. You might want to read the entire chapter, but to honor the time, I'm going to stop there. And I want to just read one verse in Mark chapter 1. Just listen, you don't have to turn there. Just Mark chapter 1. I want to read, it's verse 7. "And he preached, saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I am, whose sandal strapped I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Amen. I want to use as a subject, there comes one after me. After me. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, involves two people and an angel. Zacharias, an old priest. I don't know how old. Maybe he was 60. Maybe he was older. And his wife named Elizabeth. And the Bible says that they were faithful people. They were good people. They were blameless people. They loved the Lord. They did what was pleasing in God's sight. And they were old, and they had one prayer, that they would have a son. And they had been praying for a long time. Zacharias was a priest in they had a problem. They had only one temple, and they had a bunch of priests. They had too many priests. And Zacharias only got a chance to serve in the temple maybe 2 weeks, maybe only once in his lifetime. So he'd been waiting and praying. I thought about this. You know, have you ever watched a football game and you thought you could do a better job? You thought, boy, if I just had a chance, if I was just a quarterback, you know. And sometimes, you know, I've looked at Jake's on TV preaching to these thousands of people, and I said, boy, if I could just have a chance. And then every now and then the Lord will bless me with a big crowd, but it's not as big as a Jake's crowd, and it scares me to death. Anybody ever been there? That you pray for something and you get it. You know, you've been on the track team and you're running, and you've been waiting to get on the relay. You finally get on the relay
and you go out there and you get ready to receive the baton and you drop it.
Zacharias had been waiting. He'd been waiting for a long time for a chance to serve in the temple. And finally he got the chance to serve. And he goes into the temple and he'd been praying and praying. And I'm sure he went in there with a mixed emotion, full of faith but full of doubt and wondering whether or not he's going to be able to live up to the moment. And I'm sure that somebody in the choir can testify to this too. You've been waiting to lead your solo. You've been praying to lead your solo. And finally you get your solo. And it's your time to sing and you...
I want you to get this.
Stage fright. So Zacharias, he finally gets an opportunity to lead the worship.
And he blows it. Goes in. He's leading the worship and he's thinking about the budget. And he's thinking about all of this. And he goes to worship. And of all days, an angel shows up. I mean, no, sometimes you come to church, you just come to church out of routine. You really ain't expecting nothing. You don't even know who's singing. And you're used to my voice and you don't know what's going to happen. You just say, oh, it's going to be a regular sermon. We're going to be out by 9:30 and I'm going to go home and I'm going to cook my chicken. And all of a sudden, on that day, an angel shows up in the house. And messes with everything on the inside. I wasn't expecting that today, Jesus. I just wanted my hour and a half, a 2-hour service. Let me go on home. I wasn't expecting for an angel to show up to tell me that I'm going to have a son. It's a shame sometimes when the preacher shows up. Zacharias is the priest. He's not even expecting the Holy Spirit to show up. He was just expecting routine. Angel shows up and says, you're going to have a son. Zacharias says, Mr. Angel, I'm 80. He didn't say that, but he said, I'm old. And my wife is older than me. He didn't say that either. That's me. And I just don't see how we are going to have a baby. Angel says, not only are you going to have a baby, you're going to have a great son. He's going to be quite a preacher. His people are going to go out in the wilderness to listen to him. He's not going to look like much, and he's going to dress strange. He's going to wear, he's going to eat honey and locusts and wear clothes of camel hair, and people are going to be talking about it. But boy, that boy is going to be able to preach. And not only that, he's a forerunner of the one that's going to come behind him. You're going to have a child, and not only are you going to have a child, I want you to know that your God is able to do everything and anything. You might be old, but nothing is impossible for God. And because you didn't believe me, you're not going to be able to talk until the baby comes. Somebody says they don't know which one was the miracle, that God would be able to give two old people a child, let's say at 90 years old, or that the preacher would be quiet for 9 months. They couldn't say nothing for 9 long months. Finally, the baby comes, and then the baby comes, and he is healthy and anointed. And then that's why I read over in Mark chapter 1, it says that John, his name was John. The Bible told him what to name him, and he says that John was a great preacher, and people left the synagogues and left downtown Jerusalem and went out into the wilderness to hear John preach. You know, you got to be something when people are going to leave New York and go out into the wilderness to hear this guy who dresses funny. Dresses in camel hair, and I can imagine he probably hadn't had a bath in a while and probably had a weird hairdo, and he's out there, he's eating funny stuff, locusts and honey, but boy could he preach. Boy could he tell the story. And there was something about his birth. How many of you know that he was anointed in his birth? Because his parents were old, there was something about him. God anointed. It always amazes me sometimes how children can be born with the gift that they can play the piano and the organ. There's something about the anointing on. Never had a lesson. Just sit down and play. God can anoint your life to bless you. And John is that guy. He's out in the wilderness preaching. Didn't say he was singing. Didn't say he had no instruments. He just out there preaching. And people came to hear him from everywhere. And listen what John says. I'm good. But there's one better. That I'm not. I appreciate that you come. I appreciate you left downtown Jerusalem. I appreciate that I got a Jake's crowd. I appreciate I didn't have to say, woman, thou art loose, whatever. They just came to hear me talk about their sins. But he says, there's one coming after me whose shoes I am not fit to tie. I baptize you with water, but the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. The one coming after me will give you something that will change you from the inside out. The one coming after me will baptize you with authority and with power. And I want you to prepare. I'm sent to prepare the way for the one coming after me. That's where we are right now. Jesus is coming. He's coming with authority. He's coming with power. He's coming as the light of the world. Who blew those candles out? All right, next time leave them on. He's coming with, I wanted to point to them because I want you to know that John is the lesser light. The purple, that's the lesser light. But we're moving towards what? The big candle. We're moving towards the light of the world. And I'm glad. You know, most of us preachers, we have a real problem. Because really, our egos get in our way. And it's not just preachers. I'm sorry, singers and musicians, because y'all got the same problem. Somebody say amen two times. We think we all that in a bag of chips. We got 500 people, you know. You go to the convention, we start like, oh, I got a crowd. Just lie. But I thank God for John. Because John says, the one coming after me is greater than I am. You think I'm good, but I'm nothing compared to the one coming after me. You got to be here on Christmas Day. You got to be here at 6 in the morning. You got to be here at 9:30 because your chains are coming off that day. You wonder what kind of present you're going to get under the tree. I want you to know about a present on the tree that died for your sins and died for my sins. You've got to come. This is what John says. Zacharias. I thought about this text too, that the reason that the people left downtown Jerusalem to go to hear John, because they probably had heard something about his birth. You know how people talk? Is that the one? Is that the guy? I mean, is that the guy that, is that Zacharias' son, the one that was 90 years old? Is that old Elizabeth's son? I knew there was something peculiar about his birth. That boy is bad. That boy is anointed. He's different from the other. He looks a little weird. He got a crazy diet. But that,
He's anointed.
You know, people just don't go out into the wilderness to hear crazy folk. They look at crazy folk in the city. They ain't driving out into the wilderness to hear foolishness. Do I have a witness in the house? Amen. You and I. Christmas is about light coming in darkness. And we've set in darkness, and Christ is able to deliver us from darkness. Amen.